USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the impeachment trial gets underway Tuesday in the Senate, President Trump will be working in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with leaders at the World Economic Forum. His A-list team of attorneys will be putting on his defense in D.C. It remains unclear if witnesses will be called or if there will be a vote and the matter dismissed. The latest on where the Democrats who want to be president stand, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
According to a Focus on Rural America poll released on Monday morning, Joe Biden garnered 24% support in Iowa. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren next with 18%, followed by former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's coming in at 16% in the poll, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders garnered 14%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump's A-list defense team, including Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz, and the House managers preparing for the proceeding in the Senate Tuesday.
Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution, and the Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial, and if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mike Bloomberg, who's running for president, weighing in on the impeachment trial in the Senate, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Michael Bloomberg is revealing how he'd vote as a senator during President Trump's impeachment trial.
I'd have to swallow two or three times, but I would say I would vote to convict, because there's just so much evidence that he acted inappropriately.
The Democratic presidential candidate speaking there on NBC's Today Show, Bloomberg also says the impeachment process is not good, and he believes the United States will be better off letting voters decide who is president. I'm Tim Berg.
As Americans celebrate Martin Luther King Day, wreaths placed at the base of his statue in Washington, D.C., where he gave the I Have a Dream speech back in 1963. In Atlanta, where Dr. King is buried next to his wife, a ceremony at the King Center. South of the city in Fayetteville, Georgia, the annual MLK Day parade, sponsored by a local Baptist church. People attending say King's message is still so powerful.
The 60s, it was a great day to have him to stand up and speak for us, for all those that couldn't speak for themselves.
He did a lot for African Americans, so I'm here to support him. We have more freedom and stuff.
We get a chance to show how we came up in the life of Martin Luther King. He stands for our freedom. He stands for a better life for us and for everybody, not only the black, the white, everybody.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.